Analysis by UNICEF found Afghanistan had lost 2.5% of its GDP after 3 million girls were unable to complete their secondary education and enter the jobs market. But the organisation said the non-financial social impact of stopping girls and women from going to school or university would be much greater. It's been a year since the Taliban took control of the country following the withdrawal of US and NATO troops. UN Women says that the last 12 months has seen the de facto authorities introduce meticulously constructed policies of inequality, with women forced to cover their faces in public and have a male chaperone, while many are subjected to gender-based violence. Sarah Walton, New York.